Blackstone Publishing presents Return to Reason, The Science of Thought, from the editors of Scientific American. This book is read by Janet Metzger. Why do facts fail? I have a confession to make. Despite the lack of evidence, I am firmly in the anti-Monsanto camp. Working for Scientific American, it's an embarrassing disconnect that no amount of data will change a belief I admit is an emotional response to years of reading dystopian fiction. I have no issue with genetic modification in general, but start combining genes from bacteria with plants, and I hear shades of authors like Margaret Atwood warning us where this could lead. Validity of the source material aside, before you judge, remember that The Simpsons predicted the rise of Donald Trump. After I formed an opinion about the risks of certain types of genetic modification, it soon became a belief and difficult to change. In this ebook, we examine how we form our beliefs about the world and ourselves, how we maintain them with a host of cognitive biases, the difference between intelligence and thinking rationally, the effects of misinformation, and some solutions for how to overcome these obstacles, both in reasoning with others and in dealing with our own prejudices. As Michael Shermer points out, we form our beliefs gradually for a variety of subjective, emotional, and psychological reasons, influenced by an environment that includes family, friends, and society at large. They become interconnected with identity, which atmospheric scientist Catherine Hayhoe says gets to the heart of science denial. It's never the actual science. People have a problem with the implications of science for their worldview, and even more important, for their ideology. Unquestioning adherence to an ideology called tribalism is a key driver of science denial and resistance to change. Hayhoe cites an example where climate skeptics on the right side of the political spectrum have said that they can't agree with her arguments because that would mean I'm agreeing with Al Gore. When denial is insufficient, research by Troy Campbell and Justin Friesen examines how people often reframe the issue as a moral one, thus making it untestable and irrefutable. Their results also suggest that seeing a belief as untestable increases the commitment to the original belief. In problem
sample complete. Ready to continue?